Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. This Saturday, Carolla Drinks presents the World Championship of Guacamole. At Sea Legs on the beach, someone will walk away with $1,000 cash and a heavyweight championship belt for making guacamole. This Saturday at Sea Legs at Bolsa Chica State Beach. Join your host, Mike Dawson, with live music from Loxie, The Smokin' Kills, the folks from Corolla Digital, and your friends from The Chive, Mangria Slushies, Endless Rant Lager and IPA, and truckloads of guacamole. The World Championship of Guacamole. Sponsored by Chive TV, Gringo Bandito Hot Sauce, Trace Vientos Farms, and Dos Angeles. For info and to enter, email info@officialwcog.com. Carolla Drinks presents the World Championship of Guacamole this Saturday. And now, Sonny Carolla reads a tweet from James Woods.
This is one of the greatest economic expansions in modern American history. Thank you, President Donald Trump. Hashtag abracadabra Obama.
Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Kyle Dunnigan in studio.
Hello.
This half brought to you by Geico at geico.com. Kyle can be found in St. Louis Helium Comedy Club. That'll be tonight as you hear this, October 18th through Saturday the 20th. And if you want to find out where Kyle is doing stand-up, you can just go to KyleDunniganComedy.com and find out the dates where he's playing around. Good to see you, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
I must say, I watch Bill Maher every week, and your Bill Maher just makes me laugh. And this week, it's perfect because it's Maher, and he was touching on Trump, and I know you do an amazing Trump as well, but I must also say that my wife, while not being a big fan of mine, is a big fan of yours on this show. Makes her laugh every single time. And I actually just sort of put together a list of things I enjoy and thought it might be fun if Bill Maher just crapped on everything.
I'm sure they're fantastic things.
Everything I enjoy.
Sure I'm going to love every one of them.
First, I will play a clip from last week's Bill Maher show. So he had Omarosa on. I'll tell you kind of where I'm wired. Bill is a very smart guy, highly intelligent guy. I agree with many of the things he says. Omarosa, I believe, is a little bit of a circus side act. She's trying to get clicks, and she's an agitator. And she's kind of, I don't know, she's kind of like the guy that's not very good at hockey, but he's supposed to go out there, maybe the goon who's supposed to draw Wayne Gretzky into a fight and see if he can get him thrown out or something.
Showman.
A guy who's not very skilled, who's going to go out in a basketball game and get under everyone. And eventually LeBron James is going to throw a punch at this guy and get tossed. And you'll miss him for the next three quarters of the playoff game. Like, she's that kind of person. So I don't really – I think she's doing a version of an agitator, and that's what works for her. I'm a little surprised at Bill Maher kind of going along with this. This is based on the assumption or on the comment about Donald Trump wanting to bang his daughter, Ivanka. he did I think it's mainly based on this article that he did in Rolling Stone in 2015. Where he says about Ivanka, she's really something. What a beauty. I told you when I did Celebrity Apprentice, when I came back, I was like, Ivanka Trump's like one of the most impressive human beings I've ever met. She does not own pores. The word poor has no application in any part of it, whether it be skin or bank account. I found her always insanely composed, and like she'd come into the boardroom, and you know, you guys see an edited version of everything, but if you're there, you would see when people flub or they go, oh, where are my notes, or show up on the job site that we're working on and be sort of
flustered.
Or having to talk to a wrangler about what day is it or what group. Was this B group or A group? Which loser group of celebrities is this? I found her to be insanely impressive and insanely good looking. Those were my two thoughts long before any presidential anything. Anyway, Trump has echoed my thoughts.
She's terrific on a
couple of thoughts, and went on to say she's something, she's a beauty. And then he said, if I weren't happily married, and you know, her father, basically, he's saying, though, if I weren't related to her, I'd be trying to get in her pants, which is weird. But
we all agree on that.
But it is not you making a declaration that you'd like to fuck your daughter, because you said if I wasn't
right,
and that. If, right. Also, as I pointed out to my wife, who almost threw up into a trash can as I was saying it, I said, well, we'll play you the clip, and then I'll tell you what I said to Lynette as I was watching this. So this is Omarosa on Trump, and Trump bringing this up. You know, Omarosa, you were at the White House. Does he actually want to fuck his daughter? Let's see if we can get to it.
And Ivanka, is Trump really hot for her? Is that a thing?
You know, he said it himself. I mean, I'm just going to say
he said it himself.
He wanted to sleep with his daughter. It's pretty disgusting.
It's pretty disgusting on a daily basis.
He would pat her on the behind. He would kiss her on the lips. He would rub her for very long periods of time. Right. I mean, it was
keep talking.
Awkward.
Keep talking.
She just loved it. She loved being daddy's loved being daddy's little girl.
Okay. So I then turned to my wife and I said, listen, if I were fucking our daughter.
Oh, God.
Again, if.
I would not be giving her extended back rubs in front of you and tapping her on the behind and kissing her all the time.
Way low.
I'd be really, it'd be something I'd be very conscious of.
They call it sub rosa.
Yes, I would actually kind of go the other direction. No more extended back rubs in front of you in public. She then yacked into a trash can and said, why are you saying that to me? I'm just saying, listen, you have to really think about it. Like, if you are, in fact, either having sex with your daughter or wanting to have sex with your daughter, you don't do long acts of affection in front of other people.
You're saying it's a sign of innocence.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That was a bizarre take on Omarosa is a horrible person. Obviously, that's an insane accusation. But I feel like Bill probably
was okay with it.
Bill knows he's not hot for his daughter. Yes. But
it's all fakeness.
Yeah,
not
am I right, Donald?
I'm not hot for my daughter. Even when I'm in bed with Melania, sometimes to hold out longer, I'll think of my daughter.
Oh.
Just to keep me going longer.
Yeah. Ooh, I think you're sexualizing her now, though, Don.
No, you're missing the point, Adam.
It's so it does not
become aroused.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I would just argue that maybe just all thinking about your daughter when you're in the bedroom and you're being intimate with your wife, maybe you should just have no thoughts about your daughter.
No, you misunderstand. Look. I'm on top of Melania, just pounding away. Usually she's actually on top. So she could. I don't have to move around too much. Okay. I'm about to explode. Right. Okay. So, what do I do? Okay. Well, think about baseball. No.
Yeah.
I don't like baseball.
Oh, you don't like baseball.
I love my daughter, so I could think of my daughter, and also, you know, hold out a little bit longer. You know, think of her boobs. Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Don't tweet that, though. You know.
Yeah, I'm gonna tweet it real quick.
No. Don't tweet it.
Don't
send.
No.
Terrific.
No, I know. I mean, Stormy Daniels, horse face.
Disgusting.
I mean,
horse face.
Yeah. You just shouldn't. You know, you just got
it. She said I had a mushroom penis first, okay?
First off, I'm not sure if that's a slap in the face. You know what I mean?
It depends what kind of mushroom.
There's some really big mushrooms out there.
Some giant mushrooms.
You know, I could list off.
There's one on my lawn that's huge.
Yeah, there's number two pencils. There's rigatoni. You know, there are many other objects that are longer than they are wide that are would be more insulting than a mushroom penis, you know?
I mean, you know, there's that mushrooms grow very quickly.
They get very big very quickly.
Very quickly.
Yeah, especially in this great economy that everything's growing. Yeah, you just don't want one of those pigs that sniff out the truffles. Is that a mushroom, or is that just in the family of a mushroom?
They're fungi, so in fungi. The same family, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I thought that was funny that Bill was fascinated by tapping it. And Omarosa is an insane woman, but anyway.
She's like Trump. Like, she's Trump.
Yeah, she's Trump. She's Black Trump. Black Maybe Trump. The same person.
Black Trump. Black Trump.
Pitch that to Comedy Central. Get YouTube red. We're just all, we're walking in the office. It'll be the fastest. Yeah. It'll be the fastest pitch session ever. Black Trump. And then we just
wait. Two words. Black Trump.
And then the phone just starts ringing on the way out of there. Bill.
Oh, geez. Can someone tell me why I keep showing up to do this show with you people? What a waste of my time.
Bill, I in the past, yeah. I brought up a couple things, like my kids, you know.
Right.
You know how much I love my kids. You know?
Right, you love them. Right.
Yeah, I do. I do. I love my twins, you know.
You
I
have to, though, right?
I'd probably be frowned upon if I didn't, but I do anyway. You know what I mean?
So what you're saying is we can't take you at your word because you're saying you would lie, if you didn't love them.
All right. But let's not get into the weeds here. I love my children.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Well, I think there's a way to affirm what I'm saying that sounds less condescending.
Let me try. You love your kids. Okay.
All right. Let's just do an experiment here.
Okay.
I'm just going to say I love my kids. And you, Gina, well, let's see if we can do it with you.
Sure.
I love my children, Gina.
That's so sweet. Nice.
Okay. So
let me try.
All right, Bill,
okay,
let's try
go.
I love my twins, Bill.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I can't explain something. But I'm saying if I were looking at a stenographer's transcript, they would look the same.
Yeah. Right.
But they don't feel the
Not
same.
Not at all.
Bill, I love my children.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Maybe we should just move on.
I believe you. How about that?
Okay. What I thought I'd do, and then we talked about me doing vintage car racing and loving vintage cars. And once again, you didn't sound supportive.
No, I think it's great that you have your grown-up matchbox car thing happening.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And the big circle and you know, going around.
Right. So what I thought I would do is I would just bring up some people and some things and some activities that I really enjoy.
Okay.
And see if maybe you could be supportive about.
I'll tell you what I think. Okay.
One of them. Okay. I participated in 5 times the celebrity race at the Long Beach Grand Prix, and I won twice. One is a celebrity, one is a pro, and something I'm really proud of and I really enjoy.
Okay, and who were these other celebrities? And I'm putting that in quotes.
James Brolin did it.
James Brolin.
Well, some years
you
ago.
You beat James Brolin in a car race. Whoop-dee-doo. I'm glad you're proud of that.
I'm saying over the years, notables have done it over the years.
Just can't remember them. Next thing?
I'm saying...
What else?
I'm saying when I did it, maybe not... A-listers at that point. Love deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs.
The most. Is that the one where they take the yolk and they put mayonnaise in it? The jism of condiments. Put it back into the egg.
Nobody describes it that way.
That's the most vomitous. Nothing can make you vomit more easily than a deviled egg, in my opinion.
But even with paprika and chives?
It just covers up the disgustingness of the item.
I love it.
Feels like kids like that.
I like football Sundays. I like getting together with the boys and cracking a few beers and watching the NFL Sunday.
All right, I'm okay with that.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, okay.
Let's move on to goulash. I love goulash.
What the hell is that?
Goulash is soup for Hungarians. It's like stew, like Hungarian stew.
I've never tried it, but Hungarian stew sounds. There's no way that can be good.
It's good.
Hungarian stew.
My grandfather.
Okay.
His name was Laszlo Gorog.
You made that up.
I did not.
There's no way that's a name.
Laszlo Gorog.
Okay.
He's a Hungarian man. And he would make beautiful goulash
for me. Is
this
a prank show?
No, this is a podcast, okay. And I love goulash, and I love the man, my grandfather, Laszlo Gorok.
You love to put a deviled egg in your goulash? Mix
no,
it up?
No, no. These are two separate things. Mm. The Laszlo would make chicken paprikash, and he'd make...
another made-up dish no one's ever heard of, Adam.
You know, my grandfather's passed, but I wish you could speak of him with a little more respect.
You didn't name your son Laszlo, though, did you? So it's not that great of a name.
No, gotcha there. Well, hold on, Bill. I did. We called him...
If you loved your grandfather and you loved his name, you would name your son Laszlo.
Oh, well, okay. That's an argument, but let me counter with this.
Okay.
The audience does love that. But of course, they're in your hip pocket now. Listen, I loved my dog. I got a dog. I got a German Shepherd, okay?
Okay.
Many years ago. And my grandfather had a nickname. We would call him Lotsy.
Okay.
And not Laszlo, but Lotsy, short for Laszlo. And I named my little German Shepherd puppy Lotsy.
You named your grandfather after a dog.
Well, I named my dog after a grandfather.
Right. Same difference.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Right. So, but not just a dog. It was my little Lotsy. You know, he's a German Shepherd.
What a stupid thing to get a dog, Adam.
I got
it. It's like adopting a terminally ill child who's going to die at 14.
You know, Bill, this is sad, but my...
touching nerve. Man.
Controversial. Lotsy did die at about 6 months.
I'm sorry for your loss.
You don't sound that sorry for my loss. I brought him in. This is years ago. I'm over it.
Okay.
But we brought him in to be neutered, and he just never came back.
Mm. Mm. Well, I feel like a real jerk now, don't
yes,
I?
Yes, okay. You should.
All what right. else do you love I that love, I could shit on?
I love to skip rope.
Excuse me?
I like to skip rope.
Are you a 12-year-old girl?
No, I'm not a 12-year-old girl.
Skip rope.
Many MMA fighters and boxers and wrestlers.
Is that after hopscotch or before?
Okay. This
Where
is
was the rare. Laugh on that? That laugh was late.
Look, Bill, it's quite a workout.
Mm-hmm.
You can work on stamina. You can work on rhythm.
Double Dutch.
No, it's not a double Dutch. It's not last night, but the night before kind of situation. This is, think about a great Mexican fighter working out in his prime at the gym.
Okay. Right before he races against, who was that guy?
Who?
James Brolin.
Getting ready for the James Brolin race.
Oh, we got me. We got me skipping rope from the movie The Hammer. There you go. I'm doing
really
a crossover, and I'm doing the double jump and the hand.
What was The Hammer Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh, The Hammer.
Did you ever play that in that tomato game?
No, it's good. It's like 80%, maybe 81% with the top critics. I think. 90 with the people. It's good. It's probably higher than Religious.
How dare you? There's no God. All right, what else do you love?
Last but not least, I love the Fast and Furious franchise. I love every one of those movies.
Never saw one
You've
of those.
Never seen
no.
Fast and Furious?
Never.
Vin Diesel, man.
Terrible actor.
He's an American icon. What are you talking about?
How did he ever get famous?
First off, his name is Vin Diesel. He has to be famous. It's such a powerful name.
Like Laszlo. Who's that guy?
Laszlo Gorok.
Gorosh. Goulash. Laszlo Goulash.
No,
my dog.
Bill, no.
No.
No, you're trying to name my dog Laszlo.
Here, Laszlo.
No.
Eat this deviled egg.
Okay.
You're really combining a lot.
You probably feel a little
all
stupid.
Cylinders.
Yeah. Did not
I'm
work
sorry.
Out.
What else do you love?
You know what? If you haven't seen Fast and Furious, I don't know. Oh, a Kimmel. I love Jimmy Kimmel. Kimmel, I think we have him on Stern this week. He was telling a story.
I think Bill Maher's still upset at Kimmel. I think he thinks he took his job.
Oh.
He did.
Oh,
well,
after politically incorrect one.
Well, listen to him on Stern this week. We got a little clip.
And I was telling a story, and my wife
was
like,
"You had the best story.
Don't tell that story."
Yeah, Molly felt you should not tell this story. I thought it was great, and Molly's reaction is so genuine.
She claims she's never heard this story, but I feel like I've told her the story before. But the story was this.
Well, she had to know the story.
It was the Man Show, and you know, I would go through and make edit notes on all the tapes, so right. I get all the bits. And there was one bit they shot. I think it was like household hints with adult film stars, and they shot with like Jenna Jameson or something like that.
Right.
And I get this long reel, and it's very sexual. And I don't know, I'm probably in my late 20s at the time. I get pretty sexed up. And I start watching it. And at that time, my imagination still worked. I was still able to masturbate with my eyes closed. So yeah. I start watching this and I start masturbating. I'm in my office.
So you're masturbating to yourself.
No. I wasn't in this bit. It was like a separate thing. I wasn't actually there. So I'm masturbating in my office. And then I close my eyes. And the next thing I hear is my ex-wife Gina's voice going, "Are you masturbating to Adam?" And I open my eyes and the next chunk is Adam Carolla at the hardware store.
She caught you masturbating to Adam Carolla.
To Adam Carolla.
Wow. Do you bother even explaining to her that, look, I was because it's even worse. No, I was masturbating to the beautiful women on the screen.
I tried to do that, but she was too busy running to go call all her friends to let them know that she'd caught me masturbating to Adam.
Oh, God.
All right, Bill.
I lost my job to that perv.
No, I mean, that was just a funny story. I didn't know that story either.
I don't like him. Too likable. I don't like that.
He's not condescending. He's super genuine.
Right.
What I'm saying is you'd be more likable if you sounded more genuine.
I'm very likable.
Well, when you talk to Jimmy, you really feel like he cares.
It's all an act.
Well, listen, I've been with him. He sees my kids. He's so sweet to my kids. He loves my kids.
Right.
Yeah, what I'm saying is if you're ever thinking about making your way back to network, being more genuine sounding, you know what I mean? Like Jimmy, he'll cry if he's upset. You know, he's very genuine.
Right. The crier and the man skipping rope did a show called The Man Show. Those were the hosts.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that we did. We were both genuine. And Bill, your inflection.
I genuinely don't like anything you like, apparently.
All right, but forget about me. But for your audience, if you could just sound more genuine and less condescending.
Welcome to the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Thanks so much for watching.
See, I don't even believe I don't believe that you're thankful that people are watching.
Look, that's all an act, that Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, no. He's a genuine.
He's a terrible person. Terrible person.
Oh, no.
A very evil man.
He's a family guy. He's a good guy. He's thoughtful.
I see him at the strip clubs all the time.
Really?
All the time.
He's probably doing research for some sort of Man Show reunion or something.
Right.
He's going to do with
Joe
Rogan.
People can't wait for that.
Wait a minute, Bill.
Where's my laugh on that?
That was a very popular show.
Right.
It was.
Right. I preferred the Joe Rogan hosts.
But Doug Stanhope?
Oh, they were fantastic.
Oh, no,
they were
Bill.
So good.
Oh, Bill, no.
Now he's objective.
We were... All of a sudden,
they were the best hosts.
Wait a minute. We did four stellar seasons, me and Jimmy.
Okay. I don't know how you define stellar.
Stellar, like good, you know?
Right, you and the Juggies.
Well, then Doug and Joe took over and...
So terrific.
You really like their version better than our version?
I was so great. Yeah, I was TiVoing it to hate watch The Man Show, and then suddenly they were new hosts, and I loved it. I got an
begrudging respect.
All right, let me tell you about Castrol Edge. Heat, friction, viscosity breakdown. Rob your engine, maximum performance. Friction results in loss of performance up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to get stronger under pressure, helps fight friction, deliver maximum levels of performance from your car. Three times!
Three times, fool!
Stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading oils. It's the best. It's Castrol Edge. Unlock the true performance in your car's engine. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do the news with Kyle and Gina and Brian right after this.
Hey, ghouls and gals, if you're in Vegas for Halloween weekend, then be sure to join us for costume karaoke at the Other Room in Caesar's Palace. Hang with Lynette Carolla and AJ Benza for a meet and greet from 7:30 to 9, October 27th. Then get ready for a karaoke contest fueled by a haunting amount of mangria and endless rant, judged by AJ and Lynette. So join Carolla Drinks, AJ Benza, and Lynette Carolla for costume karaoke, Saturday, October 27th at the Other Room in Caesar's Palace. More info at adamcarolla.com. No ticket necessary. Just show up and drink.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, The Conners premiered on Tuesday, and Roseanne Barr said she would not be watching it. But shortly after the Roseanne spinoff show premiered, she had plenty to say about how the character was treated.
Oh,
quick spoiler alert.
I didn't
alert.
Even know this.
Yeah, there's a big spoiler if you've been avoiding all media and you didn't watch the show. Her character was killed off. The show opted to write her off with an opioid overdose.
Wow.
Yep, this didn't go over well with Roseanne. Or, yep.
Well, other than died slaying a dragon, like what would really go over well with Roseanne? Right. You know what I mean?
She had to die.
She had to die.
How did they kill off Charlie on Two and a Half Men? Remember, it was kind of embarrassing. It was like a kind of a dig at him.
He died of AIDS. Syphilis.
I think it was syphilis.
So AIDS.
They were combined the two.
So this didn't go over well for her or for her spokesperson, sometimes Rabbi Shmuley Botak. So the two issued a joint statement saying, quote,
I think it's Botak.
Is that how your grandmother would say it?
Yeah.
Botak?
Yeah.
We regret that ABC chose to cancel Roseanne by killing off the Roseanne Conner character, that it was done through an opioid overdose, lent an unnecessary, grim, and morbid dimension to an otherwise happy family show.
Can I make an argument for them? Or maybe they're hiding behind this, but it's an epidemic, the whole opioid thing. We're trying to draw attention to this.
If we have her
hit by a drunk driver, it's fine, but this is an epidemic, this opioid thing.
Yeah, and I guess she had some, on the show, she had some sort of a surgery, and they didn't know she had been abusing her pain pills. This is a slice of life. This is a story ripped out of every headline, but she did not like it. She tweeted a bit more succinct response that just said, "I ain't dead, bitches." Here's some audio of Laurie Metcalf's character, Jackie, delivering the bad news to John Goodman's character, Dan, and it's just the audio clip.
I just got a call from a friend in the coroner's office. The autopsy found that it wasn't a heart attack. Roseanne OD'd on opioids.
Not possible. We knew she had a problem. She was only on pain pills for 2 days after surgery. Then it was just ibuprofen. It's got to be wrong.
Well, I wish it was, but they think that she must have taken the pills right before bed. And with her health issues, it was enough to stop her breathing.
I'd love to resurrect Lucille Ball and have her watch this episode and her going, "What the fuck is this?" And go, "That's a sitcom."
Yeah.
Wait, sitcom? All they're talking about is opioid death. What is opioid? Ricky, what's up? No, but when they all get heavy and they get serious, it's like the last year of MASH when they start getting preachy about the war. Right. And
you're playing with house money at that point.
It's just kind of weird. I kind of wish a sitcom. I feel like America would like sitcoms to get back to
sitcoms. And just to the curiosity. And it was, you would never know it was a comedy. It was just.
How'd it do in the numbers?
I saw 10 million, but I saw that.
Sure, there's
a while
some curiosity.
Ago.
I heard on KNX this morning that it did half of what the
the bring back of premiere of what Roseanne did.
Gina and Max Apata, just a heads up, that question is going to come up almost immediately if you tell the story about the premiere from last night, the numbers. So preload it or expect me to ask that question, Max Apata and Gina, because it's definitely going to be asked. I'm curious.
It's like killing off Seinfeld, and if the rest of the cast wasn't funny. Like, nobody, even John Goodman, didn't look like he wanted to be there. Mm. He just was like...
That'd be weird. But it's the whole episode is, like, serious?
They tried to put a joke in here or there, and it just was awkward. And the jokes didn't seem to fit, because it was so serious.
Well, I'm sure the next episode will be a huge hit.
And everyone's neck is, like, so old that, like, you keep looking at their necks.
High def isn't helping anybody?
No.
It's down 35% from the Roseanne opener, which is to be expected.
And then 4% from the finale. Up
4% from the finale, which had Roseanne in it or didn't have Roseanne in it. I don't even know what's going on anymore. Either way, we'll see how many million viewers they had. We'll figure that out. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, Canelo Alvarez signed a massive deal with sports streaming service DAZN or DAZN on Wednesday following HBO's announcement that it will cease airing boxing, according to Bleacher Report. According to ESPN.com, Alvarez inked a 5-year, 11-fight contract that will pay him at least $365 million. Rafael noted that the deal is the richest contract ever signed by an athlete. The previous record was held by New York Yankees outfielder Giancarlo Stanton. He signed a 13-year, $325 million deal with the Miami Marlins in 2014. Mm. Alvarez's promoter, Oscar De La Hoya, commented on the agreement, saying Canelo is the highest paid athlete in the world. He's extremely happy.
I don't want to have it take a turn for the racist, but goddamn, I'm getting tired of these rich Mexicans.
Everywhere
I look, I can't swing a cat without hitting a Mexican millionaire. Mexican. You know what I mean? Especially living out here in LA.
Yeah. Mm.
It's like Mexican, rich, rich, rich.
Jeez. Preaching to the choir.
God damn.
When does somebody else get a chance to be a millionaire?
Yeah, how about you let the Asians, the Jews, and the blue-eyed devil in on? I'm saying just...
Can we get a swing at the piñata?
Yeah. I'm just saying, just break off a little piece and kick something down so other people can have a chance. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Be nice.
Hoarding cash.
What did he sign with?
With the company?
Yeah.
DAZN.
It's an oddly specific number, the $365 million. I think it's tied into some sort of like $365.
I want $1 million a day for the next
365
days. Or something. Yeah, I'm sure. And he had a good fight with Triple G. I guess they're going to fight again. And there was a really good... Terrence Crawford fought a really good fight. Mexican guy, by the way. Rich Mexican guy. Yeah, tough sport. Like, the guy was 26, but you could tell there was some remnants of back knee. And the guy had been fighting since he was 16. That's just a tough putt when you're 16 and you're 17 and you got a bad case of back knee and you're a professional fighter. Like, they don't let you fight in a tank top. Like, you got to kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's rough, right?
Yeah. Maybe you can pull the pants up a little bit. If they got back.
You can wear the shorts and the low foul protector up high, but that's not going to cover the shoulder blade area.
Right. Look old timey.
Yeah.
To see that. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's pronounced DAZN. And while it differs from traditional PayPal, Alvarez has the potential to make even more money on his deal if the services reach certain subscription goals. It's only been available in the U.S. in September. It's just a few weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
But they're backing it up.
I got to say, Terrence Crawford, I was like watching the fight and they always do the lead up to the fight. I'm not telling HBO or whomever how to produce their pre-roll-in package, but this guy comes from the wrong side of the tracks, grew up at the school of hard knocks, never knew his dad. pretty much got the theme of the two guys are going to try to kill each other for money. Like, it's never after being at the top of his class at Brown and then transferring to Princeton.
Right, right. He got his master's.
After being a Harvard faculty member, he decided to throw his love of the sweet science into, like, no, we get it. He was shot when he was 14. He didn't know his dad. He grew up in the worst part of St. Louis. And then they go on to tell the other guy's story.
Same story,
except for in Mexico.
Yeah.
It's never, after getting a PhD in biochemistry, right. He decided to try the sweet science.
It's never that. So the backstory is always they show the train tracks and the graffiti on the wall and
the hard knocks.
They do that pan of the bad houses with the dilapidated porches and stuff like that. Ooh, we get it.
Has there ever been a great boxer who finished college?
The Klitschko's.
Klitschko's, okay.
The Klitschko's, but here's kind of the caveat. It's like, look, once in a while, you meet a super hot blonde, and she knows about sports.
Oh, I know one. she's super hot.
And she's super nice. Like, what's her name from Species?
Ivanka.
Natasha Henstridge.
Natasha Henstridge. You know, you go, Jesus Christ, you're super hot, and you're super nice, and you're super friendly, and you're super tomboy and stuff. And then at some point, you find out they're from Canada, and you go, oh, right. Because if you grew up in L.A., you'd be ruined.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be screaming at me right now, get me a soda, bitch, or something.
Tangerine juice.
Yeah, like you'd be screaming at me right now. You wouldn't even be talking to me right now. Like, okay, I get it. The whole Klitschko thing could only happen with European guys. It can't be grew up in California, got a PhD, and then got into boxing. Or Florida. We ruin everybody here. The Klitschko's are very European, which is sort of brains and brawn, you know, Renaissance man. You know, they play chess, they have PhDs, and they could beat your skull in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's no American. Our American version of that is like, you know, Joe Frazier's dad was a sharecropper. He had to go fight in the streets to make money. You know, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Porn.
So, Crawford, Bud Crawford, Terrence Crawford, his mom was like, hey, I used to give him a whooping. I give him a whooping with a belt. You find her interview, Terrence Bud Crawford's mom, and then she was like, when he was 7, I'd go find kids in the neighborhood, and I'd say, I'll give you $10, you can whoop them.
No.
By the way.
Damn.
We do this weird kind of cultural pass thing, where like, well, there you go. But if that was a white person, we'd arrest her. Like, she would definitely be arrested if she had blue eyes. She's literally telling the story about whooping him with a belt, hiring other kids when he's 7 years old to like come over to their lawn and start throwing down with him.
What was her motivation? She was tired of hitting him, or she
want to farm it out?
Yeah, she'd had to get the Tommy John surgery because she'd been beating on him so long. Yeah. She was laid up for a few months.
She couldn't beat him himself.
Right. She had tennis elbow. First off, Terrence Crawford is basically considered the pound-for-pound champion of the world right now. He's not only has the WBA and the WCB and the WAA and all the different belts, but he's making a very good living beating on, you know, showing what Mama taught him all those years ago and beating on other kids. And I guess her thing was, if you're going to go run around in the streets and you're going to go around and get in fights anyway, it's the equivalent of, you know, these parents, people nod and then they walk away and they go, wait a minute. They stuff like this. They go, look, I'd rather have my 14-year-old and their friends drinking at the house where I can keep an eye on them rather than have them run around at the park and driving a ride-along mower. And you go, all right. Yeah. And then you and your wife get in the car and go, what the fuck? What happened again? They had Smirnoff for ninth graders? Like, what? But, you know, when they're saying it, you're going, keep an eye on them while they drink, you know. There's a couple of those parents. Right. Like, hey, if you're going to slam heroin, I want you to do it on my sofa where I can keep an eye on it. And
if you're going to beat up my kid, beat him up here.
On my lawn. Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a great, anyway, she's tough as nails. She never says she loves him.
Sounds awesome.
She's in the audience screaming when he's beating on the other guy. I just watching her going, could we get further away from my mom? Is there another human being on the planet who's a mother who's further away from my mom? It was the pre-fight roll-in package. It's Terrence Crawford's mom. She's sitting on a porch, Maxipata. She's doing an interview. And she's basically explaining how she hired kids. Also, I don't know how it works for the neighborhood kids. Like, hey, Timmy, where'd you get that $10? Oh, you know that other seven-year-old and their crazy mom?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and this black guy?
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Yeah, I got, she paid me to have a bare-fisted fight with their seven-year-old in the front lawn. Mm-hmm.
It's like a boy named Sue, but so much worse.
Yeah, but you can't judge.
No.
You cannot judge. All right, I'll let Chris look for that. You find it? I'll you got the whooping
and
the...
just queuing it up, yeah.
All right, let me tell you about Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. Don't add pick fights for your children on that, please. How about you add save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance and you don't have to go anywhere. Just go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket. It'll be the most rewarding thing you do today. Geico, geico.com. Spend a few minutes. See just how much money you could be saving on your auto insurance at geico.com. You have the roll-in where mama's talking? I'll play it for you. You good, Max Banner?
Yes. Yeah. This player isn't very intuitive. We're doing it from the ESPN thing, so we're just queuing it up.
All right. I'll let you hear it. She's a delight.
You know, Ivanka was little. I used to... I hired a camera guy, put cameras, you know, all over in her room, the bathroom. Keep an eye on her.
The bathroom?
That's good parenting. Yes.
No, I get the nanny cam part right. When she was young.
Nanny cam, shower cam, toilet cam.
Well, wait a minute. When she was young, super young.
Whole time.
Like a baby.
Yeah, but the baby.
Yeah.
Like, adult, you know, when her... adult as well.
Oh. The nanny was an adult.
No, Ivanka. So terrific.
A security cameras at the house when she was an adult.
All over the place.
But you said shower.
The living
well, look,
room.
She's very famous. Dangerous. You don't got to keep her protected. People sneak in the... They sneak in the bathroom windows.
But it was on the third floor.
No, 63rd floor.
Oh, 63rd Trump Tower. Trump Tower. Well, right. They can't. That's commercial class.
People, they climb down. You know, Spider-Man. All these people coming down into a vodka shower.
So you put a camera in the shower,
right?
But
toilet.
You never looked at any of the toilet.
How'd you look?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I could see you putting one. You're saying by the door of the bathroom, but not in the bathroom.
I'm her father. Okay, right. This is not a perverted thing. Okay,
but you never looked at the footage.
Of course, I just see. Who's coming in the windows?
But don't you have a certified security personnel?
We got the window washers, you know, coming down the towers. You know, Ivanka's in the shower, showering. I'm keeping an eye on it, okay? I see the window guy.
Yeah.
Hey, get him out of there. Mm. I'm able to stay on top of things, okay?
Okay.
Good parenting, that's all.
As a very young girl, but not certainly
what do you
not
consider young?
Well, not once you get to
32, 35.
Huh? No, what?
35 years old.
What?
Like currently?
No.
Currently as
oh
well.
Oh, my God.
Very famous. Very much in danger.
Hold on.
Why was she? Why at age 35 was she showering in your house?
Ivanka. Very in danger.
No, you had her
it's
put
in her
house.
Her house.
Oh, in her house.
That seems
right.
Extremely.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not
well,
right.
Well, she doesn't know
it's
there.
I'm going to ask a question. I don't think I want to hear the answer, but was the toilet camera, was that in the toilet?
In the toilet, yes.
How could you even get any information out of that?
You get a lot of information. What her diet is? Is she eating well?
Okay.
Let's make sure.
Oh, God.
Again, don't get me wrong. I'm all for security.
What kind of parent are you? You don't even know what your child is eating? Come on, Adam.
Well, if I'm there when they eat it, I can do the math.
I can't always be there. I'm out of town. Very famous. And the president.
I get it.
How do you keep the toilet battery charged?
You know, people eat in very different places.
It's hardwired.
Okay? But they poop in the same place normally.
Right.
So that's why the camera for the poop. Make sure, you know, she's getting her corn, getting her vegetables.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right, Donald. I just don't tweet. Don't tweet.
Hold on, I gotta tweet that real quick.
Send. No, that's a mistake.
No, don't tweet it. Did
already
you send
sent.
It?
Oh, no.
No.
Camera in daughter's toilet. Send.
All right, let's hear. What's Terrence Crawford's mom's name? Do we got it?
I don't know.
All right, we'll find it out.
What was that like for you?
If Bud was around the corner fight, somebody going to come tell me. I go around there, get him, snatch him up, and bring him home.
And
he know what time it was.
He got whooping.
He sure did.
What kind of whooping?
An ass whooping with a belt.
Sure. Tell me about Deborah and Terrence. It's a complicated relationship.
Man, you know, how do I put this?
All right, you fast forward a little bit and you'll get the part where he went. Are you looking at me cross-eyed?
No, I'm here.
Yeah, you'll fast forward a little bit. You'll find the part where he got neighborhood kids.
Okay.
You got that part?
No, we just found that one first.
Okay.
So what about her isn't Joe
There's
Jackson?
A part I've been talking about for a while.
You
about
also
her.
Talked about this part.
No, I get it. But you know about the other part.
Okay, yeah, the train tracks and the with the kids?
Yeah, she goes and got kids to pay them to fight in the front lawn.
Okay.
I'm only wondering if you know about it or not.
Okay, we'll get it.
Okay.
So, I should fire you and burn down your friggin' house!
Further, the whipping with the belt part's not a big deal.
What kind of whooping? An ass whooping.
We've heard that a few times. But the part that's kind of outrageous is she paid kids in the neighborhood to fight.
All right,
she went and found them. It's a little further down the same line.
Ends justify the means.
It's very Joe Jackson.
I'm kind of with you.
There's nothing quaint about that. There's nothing hilarious. I mean, she sounds like a monster.
Well,
I thought it was
I'm going to kind of rethink. I'm going to rethink my parenting here because if you give your kids horrendous beatings, they could either be pound for pound welterweight prize fighters and be millionaires.
That's one way.
Or they could be the king of pop.
Right.
You know what I mean?
True.
That's a lot of range in a beating. There's a very different
make a sound point.
Synchronized dance moves. The moonwalk and MTV awards are far cry from the bloody pugilists in the ring, right?
You're right. Yeah.
So obviously it'll work for anything in between as well, right?
You make a good argument.
Yeah. Remind me to get my belt out and give Sonny a little tan that hide just a little bit.
You make
number
a
one Fortnite player in the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll make him great again at Fortnite.
There you go.
All right, go ahead, Gina Grad.
All right. Well, just a quick update.
Deborah's mom's name, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Just a quick update with the Dennis Hoff situation. There is no...
still dead?
Still dead. No foul play suspected. Do you know who found him? They said he looked like he died quietly in his sleep. He was found Tuesday morning.
Please tell me Dennis Rodman.
I say Lamar Odom.
You guys
or Lamar
are...
Lamar Odom.
You're way off, but this will not surprise you.
Air Force Amy.
The person who found Dennis Hoff dead at the Bunny Ranch, Ron Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
He's always around.
He was just cleaning up. It was 4 in the morning.
Yeah. So, far, no new info.
I could imagine like someone, the coroner coming in and going, oh my God, oh the stench, how long has he been dead? Ron is just sitting there with his hands on his waist. I just like, just died. Oh,
four
the smell
minutes.
Of death. Ron. Oh, sorry, Ron. Oh, yeah, Dennis smells better and he's dead.
How's that work?
How's it work?
Get near the dead body to get a break.
Yeah. Can we get, do they make axe silo size that we could actually just have Andre the Giant jump on and spray Ron Jeremy with?
Could you imagine what a great prostitute Ivanka would be? Could you just imagine?
Oh, man.
Feels inappropriate.
No, they inappropriate.
Not that she should be, but.
Well, again, first you're talking about if you weren't her dad. Now you're talking about putting the toilet cam in. Now you're talking about the shower cam in. And how much money she could make as a prostitute.
Right.
I feel like she could make more money as a businesswoman.
Of course, right.
Than as a prostitute.
Right. I wouldn't pay for her, I'm just saying.
No, terrific. I'm not saying from you.
Not terrific.
Not from you.
No, of course, not of her father.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, wait a minute. You're saying she'd give you a free one because you're a father?
Of course.
Oh,
not that I would
God.
Ask for it.
Oh,
not that I would ask for, it,
ask for it.
But if she's giving it. Okay.
Okay. Let's hear.
So much worse.
Let's hear the mom, the story about rounding up kids to fight her son.
He did.
He did good because he was around here beating up everybody in the neighborhood. I paid the kids. I said, if y'all can whoop Bud, I give y'all $10 a piece. Could none whoop him.
You went out on the street.
Yeah.
What's now Bud Crawford Street.
Yeah.
And offered $10 to anyone who can kick my son's butt.
Yep.
And a lot of takers.
Yeah, no kids in the neighborhood. Couldn't nobody whoop them.
What did he tell you then?
He told you, Mom, I told you I'm the best.
What came first, the mean or the talent?
All right.
Oh my God. I don't believe her. I don't believe her.
Not a lot of remorse.
Not
there.
Believing her is the ultimate white privilege. Yeah.
No, I just don't think that could happen.
It's so insane.
It's impossible.
Right?
There's no way a mother could do that.
She went and did it. Now he's.
She stands by it.
But again, I don't know. I feel like that's probably not great mothering.
It's a dice roll. He didn't have to end up being a champion.
He didn't have to. I also feel like maybe some of the other parents weren't aware of this deal you're making with their kids. I'll give you $10. Come fight my son. And I don't think these things were sanctioned. I don't think they had like low foul protectors, mouthpiece,
ring girls,
certified referee.
Yeah, the state of Nevada had provided a referee in a standard 20x20 ring or any of that. There's probably just a lot of bare knuckles in the front lawn and guys rolling their ankles on sprinkler holes and things like that. Yeah. Anyway, Deborah, who was Bud's mom over there. Bud Crawford, Deborah Crawford, in the annals of space between moms, does every mom fall in between my mom and Deborah Crawford?
Between extreme abuse and extreme neglect?
I'm just saying, I don't know, you lay it all out on the table. Oh. I don't think there's somebody you could find that doesn't land between.
Yeah. Over-involved and under-involved.
Yeah.
Going out finding kids in the neighborhood. All right, let's see. Let me do one more. Castrol Edge, yes? Then we'll get to the next news story. Heat, friction, viscosity, breakdown. Rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in loss of performance up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to get stronger under pressure. Helps fight friction, deliver maximum levels of performance from your car. Three times, fool. Stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading oils. It's the best. It's Castrol Edge. Unlock the true performance in your car's engine with Castrol Edge. All right, let's do one more.
All right. Well, former U.S. President Ronald Reagan is making a comeback as a hologram at his official library in California. A lot of holograms lately. Guests were able to watch three different scenes that use audio taken from real remarks made during his presidency, lasted from 81 to 89. The Reagan hologram was created with technology from Hologram USA. They were behind the Tupac Shakur one from the Coachella Music Festival. They were behind the Michael Jackson at the Billboard Awards in 2014. A different company is doing the Amy Winehouse one. But here's a clip.
Hey, can I say this? In life, there's the foreplay, delayed gratifications, kind of stuff I talk about. I told you famously when I went and filmed a bit with Jimmy and Goldberg at someone's house. I went to the kids' room. I saw The Grinch That Stole Christmas in a DVD form. And I felt sorry for the kid because he had The Grinch all year round. He never had to wait. He never had
the anticipation of Christmas.
Whatever. With all this sort of reanimating and all these digital doppelgangers and bringing them back and stuff like that, 20 years from now when somebody dies, it's going to be like, all right, but I'm still seeing him in concert, right? Yeah. It's like, yeah, but he's dead. Yeah.
It's really more his problem than my problem.
And it's not like, you know, if it's an ex-president or it's Michael Jackson – it's not like you're fucking him. Right. It's like you're going to see him. Right. You know what I mean? So it's not really going to interrupt your relationship. Right? If you like live with the guy, well, then that's an issue. But everybody else, like movie star, everybody's like, he's still slated to do 10 more movies after he's dead. Yep. Right? Like, is it really? And then we're not going to mourn.
Right.
Because if my relationship with, I don't know, let's say I like Sacha Baron Cohen. You know, I think he's a very talented guy. When he dies in 20 years, he'll just continue to make movies as a composite of every other movie he's ever made.
You won't know the difference.
And we're not going to – I don't hang out with him socially, so nothing's going to fall off.
Yeah.
Good point.
Interesting. We're not going to properly mourn.
It's killing good death.
Point. It's killing death.
Wow. Well said.
It's going to be the death of death. I agree.
Sad. Well, here is a clip of what you can expect to see from the Reagan hologram.
Leanna, where are my pants?
We've been blessed with a vast and beautiful land with an energetic and enterprising people. Yet it's up to us to keep our nation prosperous, strong, and free.
That is a realistic looking dog.
I have a fantasy. I'll tell you where this thing needs to be projected. The rearview mirror of everyone who drives a Prius. And every time they look up, it's like, what? And they all think they're going insane.
You can't take a right up here.
That's the GPS.
They all just start, everyone's like, ugh! Just like every time they look up, we don't tell them. We just work. Get the Toyota guys on the phone. We'll put a little chip in the indoor and the mirror, the rear view, and the outside mirror. And every time they look at it, they just see Reagan talking. And eventually, they all just head for the Grand Canyon drive into it. They all go slowly. For, we gaslight them.
We cut to the Toyota service station. There's Priuses lined out around the block.
It'd just be the funniest thing in the world.
This is the first year I am not a member of the Reagan Library, and this is when they bring the hologram back.
I gotta tell you,
I've been to the Reagan Library. I did a event there for the troops. I can tell you, some people listening know the story. Air Force One, his Air Force One is there. Don't go see that, and don't go see the real Batmobile. Like, you'll just kind of walk through it and go,
it's pretty janky.
It's kind of weak. Like, I just flew Southwest, and it was a little bit... Like, you'll be kind of disappointed in kind of how small and weird 70s, kind of 70s, like burnt orange and fake wood veneer and
big
stuff
phones,
it is.
Tiny desk chairs.
Yeah, you'll kind of look at it and go, this is Air Force One.
Yep.
Yeah. There'll be that.
It's like the Lisa Marie, same thing.
Yeah.
Lisa Marie... Airplane.
Elvis's airplane.
Graceland, and it's really disappointing.
Yeah. Elvis, Graceland, Batmobile, like any, just keep it at a distance.
Yeah.
And I did some event for the troops over there at some point and got yelled at. It's crazy.
You got yelled at?
Why?
The general chastised him, or colonel or someone.
It was a crazy confluence, I guess, of events.
Wanted a drink.
A bizarre... This is a bizarre thing. It's like one of these things where somebody said, could you host a benefit for the Wounded Warriors 5 months from now at the Reagan Library on a Sunday night? No. And I was like, I'll do that. And then you show up to Reagan Library. You know, it's in Simi Valley. It's a hall for
it
me,
is.
But it's, you don't
the
get
schlep.
Paid, and it's fine, and it's Sunday night, and Kevin Costner's band is going to be playing at the end of the night, and blah, blah, blah. True West? I think it is, or is that the Cologne? Either way... You get there. Canoe.
Drunk on the Wall.
Fahrenheit.
Duran. Didn't Canoe open? Modern West. Okay. So I go there, and it's like they never really tell you what you're doing until you're about to walk on stage. You know, it's like a thing with I'll say to Mike August, like, what do they want me to do? And I'll go, hey man, just do what you feel. And I'll be like, no, that's not what they want
they
me
can't
to
be
do.
What they're asking
they want
for.
10 minutes of stand up and then they want me to MC. Am I bringing people out? They want Vietnam era comedy, you know, in Bob Hope style or like
come
whatever.
Out of a golf club.
So they say nothing other than when to be there and like start the show with a few words or something. And I'm sitting at the table and it's Sunday night and I got a couple glasses of red wine in me. I'm just kind of trying to knock the edge off a little bit. And I'm standing there and I'm holding my red wine. I think I'm just like watching. And then General Schwarzkopf like comes up and like whoever taps me on the shoulder and goes, okay, now listen, you know, we got to lead everyone in the Pledge of Allegiance. And then we'll get started. And I was like, we are?
Comedy primer.
Like, and I'm like, with email, is there any excuse to ever leave this stuff off? You know, the multiple emails back and forth. Please just mention you'll be leading the room and Pledge of Allegiance. Because now I'm back in the third grade. And I'm like, invisible. Invisible? To be visible. Indivisible. Damn it. I'm trying to figure out the goddamn pledge. And I've not uttered it in, 50 years. And so I'm holding my glass of wine, and the guy goes, we're doing the Pledge of Allegiance. And I'm like, oh, okay. And there's nobody, around me. So I walk out with my glass of wine. And I walk out to the front of the stage. I got the mic stand there. And I'm still holding my glass of wine. And I start looking around for like a table or a drum kit or something I could set my glass down on. But there's nothing. There's the floor. And so I'm like holding my glass of wine. And I go, okay, right hand over the heart, and I lead everyone to pledge allegiance. That part goes well.
You remembered it all.
I ran it in my head once. Yeah. I think I got to it. The next general who comes up is like Field Marshal Sobriety. He literally runs a chapter called like AA, you know, Wounded Warriors with a Booze Problem. Like his whole thing is sobriety. Many of these people come back from being in theater. They turn to booze. They turn to drugs. He's the general who started the program to get these people help. Of course, this is the first guy up.
No.
He sees me pledge allegiance holding a glass of wine. He gets up and does 20 minutes of how he's disgusted. He is appalled. Yes, that somebody would disgrace this flag, would disgrace this room. Well, of course, he's coming at it from I have 31 years sobriety. I see people all day, every day who are struggling with alcohol. And you get this jack-off comedian who cold a glass of alcohol while he's
toast
leading you in a pledge of allegiance. And how he's disgusted at it. And how there's no place for this. And he tears me a new asshole for 10 minutes. I'm back sitting at my table. I'm not done.
You got to go back.
I got to go back up when he's done. And then he gives his speech about raising money and about giving donations and about how important sobriety is and teamwork and family. And then when he's done, he walks off stage, like bumps me with his shoulder, and goes and sits down in the front row. And then I have to do like, okay, well, put your hands together for General Johnson over here. That was a stirring speech. Half
and
of which
comedian,
was dedicated.
You
want to being...
pick on him, but you can't. You're handcuffed.
Not the time for crowd work.
Oh my God! So then
you
I
made
was
some crack.
I did. I said I didn't know this was going to turn into an intervention. Costner is in the wings, and he's laughing. And Costner and I struck up a friendship. Now, I wanted to leave. So I was going to bring up the rest of the guys. And then I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I don't want to run this general. By the way, the guy just sat there front and center staring at me the whole time. There's people. There's two kinds of people. There's us who after like an uncomfortable encounter, like, you know that feeling when someone's at a red light and you're behind them and it turns green and it's been too long and you honk on the horn and they throw their hand up and at some point at the next light you're next to them?
Yeah.
There's us who just look forward
look
and cannot wait for the signal to change. And then there are others who seem to enjoy turning and looking at the person.
The
I don't know who those people are, but he was one of these people. Maybe they're the people we want in battle.
Right.
Maybe it's good that he's a general. But he was just staring at me the entire time.
Oh.
And I was like, all right, as soon as we're done, like as soon as I'm done, I'm leaving. And they're like, Modern West is playing. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm getting the fuck out of here. And they're like, they're going to offer you and Kevin Costner a commemorative SEAL Team 5 kayak paddle. And they're going to do a whole presentation. So now it's like, this is at the end of the set. So now I'm staying for the entire night getting the paddle. But anyway, Costner was cool. And that's what happened at the Reagan Museum.
I always put comedians when they have a question mark when they put shows together. They'll be like, oh, put a comedian. And they think you're going to fill in everything. Like they'll make everything entertaining.
Smooth it out.
Right. And there's a few versions. Like they'll have the, oh, just do what you do version, which is, well, I do a lot of shitty jokes filled with horrible language. Then there's this one where they go, oh, no, but just real quick, like just do like 25 minutes or something.
Yeah,
they don't
realize
that that's a long time in a room with a buffet where people are like up and getting food and stuff. Like that is a long time to be up on stage where people are eating. Yeah, it's always.
College is the worst because the kids hire you and then you get there and they're like, do you need a microphone? You go, yes.
Oh
I was in an outdoor at Amherst, and there was one guy in a red sweatshirt, like 50 yards in this open field. And I go, I don't have to do this, right? And they're like, yeah, just go and do thing, and people come out once they hear you.
Lord Jeff would be proud.
That's exactly what happened to Orny Adams when we had our launch for the morning show. And everyone's eating dessert, and the people are spilling stuff. The cater waiters are doing their thing. And Orny finally just said, to which he should have, fuck it. and just started making fun of the audience and doing crowd work. But this poor guy had to do a half hour while everyone's eating cake.
Well, yeah, people don't think comedy isn't like music where you can go up and just sing your song. You need the audience back and forth.
Yep.
You need their attention.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Do we bring it home?
I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Oh, Jesus. Max Pata has a quote from that general?
Yeah, I have it written here.
So, about me?
Yeah. So after your Pledge of Allegiance, he goes up on stage and he says some things, and then he goes, I also know how to behave when the flag is presented, and I don't do it with wine in my hand. Oh. I do it with my hand on my heart. It's not a joke, and tonight is serious. And then he got a big applause.
Oh, wow. No, his applause line.
Thank God it was free, so I could just take the no money. And go home and laugh all the way to the not bank.
You didn't get any money.
I'm taking the no money and I'm laughing all the way to the not bank. So what do you think of that, General Buzzkill?
Literally. Yeah.
I remember sitting in the audience.
Kill.
By the way, first guy up for the evening. Now, I don't know why the sobriety general has, you know, there's 19 generals that I'm going to bring this age. The over-under was, you know, 9. He didn't, but he was number one, and he went right after my speech. And of course, there was no discussion like this first guy is, hey, give me that glass of wine because General Buzzkill's not going to appreciate it. It was like, just go up there and do your thing. You want a bucket of wine?
Buzzkill.
I was going to light some reefer in between, but I was like, okay. All right, let me tell you about Simply Safe, looking for security. A security system can be tough. Simply Safe. It's awesome. Exactly what home security should be. Great protection. Ridiculously easy to use. No hidden fees. No pricey contracts. Get it and get yours at simplysafe.com/Adam. That's simplysafe.com/Adam. All right. Phoenix Stand Up Live. Adam Ray up on stage with us doing basic cable commentary. That's coming up October 27th. Say hi. And then Anaheim Grove, November 30th. Rob Riggle's going to be up on stage with us doing a live pod there. Go to adamcarolla.com. Find out about merch and live shows and everything else. I did say Adam, right? Didn't I?
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to be up with us. Kyle Dunnigan,
yes.
Helium Comedy Club. That's tonight as you listen to this, October 18th through the 20th. You can go to his website, Kyle Dunnigan, we love. KyleDunniganComedy.com and find out more dates about Kyle. Check out Podcast One, PC One. That's Podcast One Baseball. They have a podcast on Sportsnet. Podcast One Sportsnet or wherever your favorite podcasts are. Say hi to Rich Eisen over there. Dan Patrick. They got all sorts of good baseball stuff over there. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Kyle Dunnigan and RJ Bell and Gina Grad and Bald Brian. Say mahalo. Okay, let me get my dick out.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Take a Knee. Click the link at adamcarolla.com and Fantasy DS, hosted by Bald Brian and Sonny Carolla on Podcast One. Phoenix Stand Up Live, 2 basic cable commentary shows with Adam Ray and Mike August. Anaheim, Grove of Anaheim, November 30th, live podcast with Rob Riggle. And remember, this Saturday, Carolla Drinks presents the World Championship of Guacamole at Sea Legs in Bolsa Chica, State Beach, California, high noon on Saturday. Tickets and info on all the live podcasts, the Mangry events, books, movies, and more. Go to adamcarolla.com. And now, stay tuned for AP News.